you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That was so well put.
That was fire. He said hell is in his rearview mirror.
Woo, mic drop.
Isaiah Rashad got a new life going on right now. He done found new life.
What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast in the world, hands down. We've already determined this is a fact by now.
Period. Not an opinion. It is straight fact.
100%. Mm-hmm. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. Here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop culture. And I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
Yes, it's Friday. Big weekend energy.
Yes.
Big new music energy.
Come on now.
Our 100th episode is on the way, energy.
Come on.
2 episodes away.
It's coming.
Yeah, we got all types of things to celebrate this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's talk about Chris Brown. He'll be appearing on Revolt TV, and he'll be playing some basketball on Diddy's show, Crew League. And we got an update on Quavo and Saweetie and the charges that they were supposed to get for their elevator incident back in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So Lil Durk was trying to buy a neighborhood by the name of O Block in Chicago. Didn't go too well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got all of this new music to get to, man. So many releases. Isaiah Rashad, J. Cole, DX Rising Star, Tusi, T. Grizzly, Quando, Rondo, and more. So let's jump right into all this. Okay, let's go to some sports hip-hop news first. Chris Brown is going to be on the Revolt TV show Crew League. Now, if you remember, we talked about this show about a few months back, I think, in February, actually.
Right, like kind of near All-Star, right?
Yeah, it was around the time of All-Star.
Okay.
So this is a show on Diddy's network where they basically get people in music, hip-hop, rappers, singers together, and they all play basketball against each other.
Sounds like a good show idea. I like it.
No, it was pretty interesting. Like, I saw the promos. I saw a few short clips of it. It was a pretty interesting show. And, you know, Chris Brown's birthday just passed, too.
Mm-hmm, May 5th. Mm-hmm.
So Crew League, they posted up a happy birthday wish to Chris Brown on their Instagram page. But at the same time, they announced that he's going to be appearing on the show now.
In the announcement, it says, "Happy birthday at Chris Brown Official. Welcome to season 2, the Crew League." It also says, "Season 2 is about to go crazy at Chris Brown Official X Tough Crowd."
Oh, get it. Go crazy.
Go crazy. See what they did there?
You see what they did there?
I love it.
Chris Brown is going to be on this season. Also, Roddy Ricch is going to be on there. Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda. So they got an eclectic little lineup going on for this. Like,
yeah, that's a little interesting little lineup. I would have never thought to put them together to play basketball. So
I wouldn't, right? Yeah. They don't seem like the basketball playing type. I'm not going to lie. The Bobby Shmurdas and Roddy Ricches and Rowdy Rebel.
Yeah, like, it's just
they seem like they don't shoot basketball. Baskets, they shoot something else, if you know what I mean.
They shoot. So,
and as you know, last season Lil Durk was up there, Trippy Red, G Herbo. So they're getting everybody up here to play basketball.
Is this like street ball or something?
Yes.
Like, so it sounds like in the neighborhood, but I'm with it. I had to check it out.
Nah, I'm here for it. Now, speaking of Lil Durk, he was trying to buy O Block recently.
Yeah, it was big news that the housing project was put on sale for someone to buy. And Lil Durk is not even from O Block, but he is a representative of the area. It is the home of King Von and other legendary artists. You always hear about O Block. And so he did put a bid in it, but he didn't get the bid. He lost the bid.
Dang, City of Chicago didn't want Durk to buy it up, man.
Man, it's sad. I really wish Lil Durk would have got O Block because he probably would have done like some amazing things with it because of the relationship with King Von. He could have done something really dope with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it says that O Block has already sold to some mogul or corporate group for an undisclosed amount.
And right.
They also said it was sold almost immediately after the tweet of it being on sale was made public.
Wow.
So that goes to show that once it was made, announced that O Block was up for sale, mm-hmm. someone grabbed it before we got news that O Block was even up for
right.
sale.
Wow, man. Yeah. No, that would have been so amazing for Lil Durk to get that. And he already said it. He's like, I'm willing to pay any price. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how much. And for it to be gone that quick, it just shows the potential that it had. Like, somebody's going to yeah. buy that and do something amazing with it. They're going to build it up. They're going to build new things inside of it, whatever the case is. So mm-hmm. it would have been great to see Lil Durk get that. Hopefully he yeah. buys something else, though. Hopefully he's not discouraged from it just because it's not that particular housing project or whatever. Maybe he'll buy mm-hmm. a different one.
Yeah, at least get into that real estate field or housing project field. But a lot of people are kind of worried that whoever bought up O Block may gentrify the area. And
that's a concern. That's a real concern.
Yeah, Lil Durk, if he would have got it, he could have kept it, you know, original and just like maybe, you know, made it look good, but not gentrified.
Right.
Bringing a Publix in there or something.
Well, like, see, the gentrification comes in when the other people get pushed out. So the problem yeah. with gentrification is not the buildup. It's true. Everybody that's already there getting pushed out. So if Lil Durk was the one to buy it, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have pushed who was already there out. He
exactly.
would have just tried to build it up. But, you know, maybe he'll get a different one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about the Icy Girl and the Glacier Boy now. They're no longer frozen together.
Yeah, not at all. They are melting slowly but surely. If you remember a couple episodes back as well, it was big news that Quavo and Sweetie were involved in an elevator incident that was leaked from, they said, one of Sweetie's properties. And it was announced that the LAPD was going to get involved with it and, you know, investigate and everything. Well,
right.
new news on that is that the case that was referred to the LA City Attorney's Office has declined to file charges.
So. Yeah. I mean, as they should, honestly, because Quavo and Saweetie both came out and said, we've moved on from that particular incident. Mm-hmm. We got together. We got back together after that. We were together for a while. Then we broke up because of something else later on. So
yeah, exactly.
That, they didn't even break up over that incident. So mm-hmm. why would charges be filed on that? They said they yeah. moved on. They said they let it go. Let it be let go.
Yeah, they said based on the evidence, which is a surveillance video of them being in the physical confrontation, there was no likelihood of a conviction for either party because
right.
we all could have seen that in the video. So
exactly.
It is what it is. So now they're saying that everything's completely done with Saweetie and Quavo now that this incident is behind them.
Right. It might as well be. Unless one of them came out and said there was more violence going on outside of that or something mm-hmm. that we needed to know about, then, you know, that's when you take it to that level. But if it was just that, just move on, go your separate ways and keep it pushing. Now that that's out the way, let's get into what we've been waiting on, man. All of this new music.
New Music Friday is such a joyous day because so much new music has dropped today.
Yes, what an occasion. Mm-hmm. Who do we want to get to first?
Man, let's just start it off. Let's start off with the big album announcement. You know, TDE was teasing on which album would be coming out on the 7th and
playing with all of our feelings.
Right, we thought Kendrick, we thought SZA. But it's going to Isaiah Rashad, so yeah.
Just as good.
Yes.
Somebody we've been waiting on just as long.
That is true.
So the announcement wound up being a new song for Isaiah Rashad. We thought it was going to be an album. I'm sure the album is coming. Mm-hmm. But first, they dropped off Lay Witcha on Us, which is a single featuring Duke Deuce.
Mm-hmm.
First off, how did you like the single?
I like it. I'm rocking with it. I give it a couple more listens, but I like it. Do you
yeah,
like it?
Yeah, it had a bop to it. I can't lie. It did have mm-hmm. a little bop to it. It sounds like smoke music to me. I don't smoke, but it's giving smoke music vibes.
Like, I could picture like being in like a old school Cadillac, windows mm-hmm. up, smoke in the whole car, catching the contact.
You gotta, so, that's yeah. that's music I feel like you hit the switches to, like on the lowrider type of vibes. That's what it was giving me.
That's exactly what I felt too. So.
I might have to do that when I'm in LA in a few days.
You
just,
got
you know.
To. Yeah, rent you a car with some hydraulics and just get to going.
That's what it was giving. I did like it. I think it's a good way to kind of resurface and reappear yeah. With a track like this. Duke sounded good on it.
And I definitely think they aced this rollout.
Yeah, I think they did too.
Because getting everybody talking with mm-hmm. the mysterious announcement of whose album is loading or whose new song is loading, mm-hmm. that was step one. Then they dropped the song. He also dropped a video to it same day.
Yeah.
He had a live video premiere in LA. So that was a cool aspect of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he covered Fader Magazine same day and the cover dropped as well. So he had all the bases covered. And the Fader Magazine article, I haven't gotten a chance to read the whole thing yet, mm-hmm. but the synopsis that they put was very interesting. It says, 5 years ago, poised to cement his place as one of the most revered artists of his generation.
Ooh, okay.
Isaiah Rashad ghosted, winding up broke and in rehab. Now he's ready to return with hell in his rearview mirror.
Yo, give it up to whoever wrote that in Fader.
Somebody went in, man. We got to see who wrote this article.
Dead, seriously.
Somebody snapped with the words.
Mm-hmm.
Cover story by Jeff Weiss, photographed by Erica Hernandez, and fashion by Cynthia Sanchez. So, Jeff Weiss, you, sir, did your thing with this synopsis of the story.
Not amazing. That was so well put.
That was fire. He said hell is in his rearview mirror.
Whoo, mic drop.
Isaiah Rashad got a new life going on right now. He done found new life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Fader cover, he looked good on it. I can't wait to read the whole article. He's also going to be doing a live chat on Clubhouse tonight.
Are we still on Clubhouse?
I didn't think we were, but I will get back on for this.
Redownload the app real quick. So, yeah.
Nah, it's still on my phone. It's been dormant a little while, but it's still on my phone.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, I'm going to hop on for this. It's at 8:45 p.m. And he'll be jumping on with Punch from TDE, Rob Markman from Genius, Kaza, mm-hmm. and Rhett One. So
does sound good.
I want to hear what they got to say about this release, what's coming next, when the album is dropping. Like, I want all that information. So
yeah.
I'm definitely going to be on this Clubhouse chat as well. Hopefully they let me to the stage so I can ask a couple of questions because I got a few for myself.
Get your green bean going.
You know, that's that moderator badge in case you're not on Clubhouse and you don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that should be a good chat, though. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, though. I like this rollout. I like how they did this. I like how they went about it. Now let's get some more TDE artists on the board.
Yeah, come on. I know y'all got some stuff in the works. Just come on, drop it. Be a TDE summer.
Yes, we're going to let Isaiah have his moment right now, but I need back to back to back to back. Where's J-Rock? What's going on? Where's Sir? Where's SZA? Where's
Hello?
Kendrick?
Hello?
Schoolboy Q,
come on.
Dropped a couple of singles a while back. Where you at? Yeah, we need everybody, TDE.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some other people dropped too. We got DX Rising Star 2C, North Carolina's own. You know, we got to say that anytime we mention his name.
Always.
He dropped his new album, Thank You for Believing.
Yep, it has 13 songs on there, and it got features from DaBaby, Mulatto. Well, now she's going by Lotto.
Yes.
And Key Glocker on there. So.
And I was definitely confused by that because I thought it was somebody else named Lotto.
Right. And I was like,
I thought she officially changed her name mm-hmm. at first, and then I had went through the song real quick, and I was like, I don't hear her. But her verse was just short. Her verse was really short, so that's why mm-hmm. I didn't hear it the first time.
Got you.
So I was like, no, this is a different Lotto, but no, it's really Mulatto. Big Lotto,
yeah.
Yes, formerly known as Mulatto.
Exactly, so she finally did the name change thing because she's getting so much flack about it, so now she's Lotto.
I like the song, though. The song that they have together. They did the flip on the City High song.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, 5-5 with Brown Eyes? What's the real title for it?
What do they call that
caramel,
song?
Caramel. Come on, man. We can't be losing our hip-hop card now like that.
Right.
We gotta know that. We gotta know Caramel. We gotta know the title.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they did the flip on Caramel for the song 5-5. They sounded great. 2C sounds so good on this album.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten through the whole thing yet. I've heard a few songs, but you can hear the development in his music. In each project,
yeah.
He sounds better and better. He sounds more mature a little bit on this project, mm-hmm. so I like that aspect of it, too. His voice is a little deeper. Like, we're getting into the artistry of it. 2C's always been dope, but now it's getting to another level.
Yeah, recently he talked with a radio station on IG Live, and he did mention how this album is with him with a more mature voice, because he even said on Love Cycle with Summer Walker, he still had the high-pitched thing going on,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, with this one, like, he's at a new, like, mindset, and like you said, the voice is different, and he's coming with, you know, really, like, he thinks it's, like, his best work of art, like his best project. So
I haven't finished the whole thing yet, but I feel like so far I agree. I'm about halfway through and I feel like I agree so far.
Mm-hmm, same.
Nah, man, Tusi sounds good. We congratulate you. We applaud you. But at our job at the radio station, we always interview Tusi. We always big Tusi up. We play Tusi's music. So we're proud to see what he's doing. And from a DX Rising Star standpoint, he is hitting the mark.
Exactly.
He is hitting that mark. He is continually elevating. Mm-hmm. And we love to see it. Congrats. Also, we got new music from T Grizzly. He dropped the album Built for Whatever.
Okay.
He's got King Von up there, who we were just talking about. G Herbo. Big Sean, of course, had to get his fellow Detroit rapper up there.
Got to.
And then there's a new album out from Quando Rondo as well.
Ooh.
It's called Still Taking Risk. I don't know what he means by still taking risks. Probably by, like, being out and about doing shows and things like that.
That's very risky behavior to me.
Yes, especially for him and what he's got going on right now.
Right.
But that's there if you want to check that out. Tons of new music dropped. But you know the big one was J. Cole.
Yes, he hit us with a single.
Finally dropped something on us. Mm-hmm. Now, he said he was originally not going to do this. He said he was going to drop the album all at once. And then he got on Twitter and announced this new single called Interlude.
He said, sometimes you just got to say F it. New song tonight, 12 o'clock. Interlude dropped right at midnight. So
hit him with the bong bong. No, man, the interlude sounded good. It sounded good. Cole was flowing. The beat was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, like everybody else, I love the Nipsey bar he put in there. He said, Christ went to heaven at 33. So did Pimp C. So did Nipsey.
Yeah.
Of course, that was the internet's favorite bar. We love anything involving Nipsey Hussle being painted in a positive light, being honored in the way that he should be honored. We love it. Like, that's automatically going to win people over. And then you just had Cole giving us Cole bars. Like, it was what was expected.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying how, like, on the song that he dropped is, like, J. Cole actually talking about how great he is. And everybody was like, oh, he mad, he a little hype, he trying to, like, show off or whatever. Not show off, but, like, know that he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, with this album, they expect J. Cole to be talking his ish and really, you know, up in his artistry like he should.
As he should.
Yeah.
And I thought another interesting point he hit on the song was he was saying, this could go up or this could go down for me. Either way, I'm prepared. Either way, I'm going to be good. Either way, I'm going to be all right. And it was interesting to hear that because it makes you think about, like, he's in this high position in the game. He's got this amount of talent that he's got. He's one of the greats. And he still feels like it could either go up or down for him. Like, he doesn't see that it's only up from here. It shows to what kind of mind state he's in. But he says, I'm prepared. So it just makes me feel like, all right, my family is on now. My guys, my homies, my artists that I'm bringing up on Dreamville are on.
Yeah.
So anyway this shakes out, I'm good and I'm prepared.
J. Cole's just on a whole different wave. He's just a different breed. We just love it.
We do, man. We don't need to go in on this song too much. We know everybody loves this song.
Exactly.
So we'll leave you to listen to all this new music. That's it for right now. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast in podcast land, whether it's Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbeam, any podcast app. Subscribe.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopPX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything. Asia is A-S-H-I-A. Sky is S-K-Y-E.
And you can follow me on everything too at A-Dub. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
Yes, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.